I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Sex Science Sunday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. There's a new significant study out about women and menopause. It's based on data collected from nearly 3,000 women. They were followed for 10 years. And what they found that was those who reported engaging in sexual activity weekly, those women were 28% less likely to have experienced menopause earlier than women who engaged in sexual activity less than monthly. And it makes sense. If you're not having sex, why should so much energy be incorporated into this whole process of ovulation? So not surprisingly, the body kind of shuts that down. The women were aged around 45 years on average, and they were mostly married or they were in a relationship. The study was published by the Royal Society Open Science Journal, and the bottom line is that those who were having sex weekly were 28% less likely to experience menopause compared to their peers who were having sex less frequently. So this seems to be a thing, and what explains it? Well, it could be that sexual activity stimulates the release of oestrogen, which plays a role as part of the chemical signals that result in an egg being released each month. Maybe. The study didn't study that. And it could be that how often a woman has sex and age at menopause are both determined by some other hormonal or biological factor. In other words, she's having less sex because she's getting closer to menopause and her desire diminishes. But we don't know. That hasn't been studied. We found the link. We haven't found the explanation. As we've reported many times on the segment before, one of the big goals of the Trump administration is to destroy American science. And they've done a good job of it. American science is probably in the worst shape I've seen it in a long time. Scientists who used to advise our country have been pushed out. Money for scientific research has been cut, and science has been censored. But because they are so craven and so corrupt and so dishonest and so mind-numbingly stupid, these attacks don't generally hold up once it gets to court. And this month, exactly that happened. It was very important. It was in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, and they gave quite the victory to reproductive health rights. The ruling was in Planned Parenthood versus U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Now, as you know, Planned Parenthood is kind of on the ropes now, thanks to the Trump administration that has done devastating damage to them and to women's access to reproductive health care. But the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit said no. The Trump administration is absolutely wrong on this one. The reason Planned Parenthood sued was because of the Trump administration mandate that the Department of Health and Human Services direct money to abstinence-only programs. Now, we've talked about these programs many, many, many times in this segment. They're terrible. It's basically fear tactics about sex. Misinformation and anti-science are what they're all about. Now, admittedly, I didn't get any sex education until I got into college. I had to do a lot of field research on my own, which maybe wasn't optimal. But abstinence-only education is actually worse than no education at all. You get more education on the streets and browsing the internet. The purpose of abstinence-only education is to make you terrified of ever having sex. The secondary goal is, of course, to reinforce the misogyny that is built into the very fabric of their worldview. And in many, many cases, this curricula for these abstinence-only programs is coming from far-right religious organizations. Now, Trump's rule changed the nation's approach to preventing teen pregnancy, and certainly not for the better. Under Obama, they had a multi-pronged approach to decrease teen pregnancy rates, an approach that was actually worked really well. They funded organizations that promoted safer sex, they addressed gender roles, they worked to increase teen self-confidence, and a bunch of other stuff that has been proven to be effective. And due to that, the teen birth rate reached an all-time low in this country in 2017. Of course, under the Trump administration, if Obama did it, it must be undone. It didn't matter that it was working. Trump filled his administration with anti-sex, religious conservative zealots. And their concept was basically going back to the approach that has never worked to tell kids just to say no. Now, one of the biggest religious zealots in the White House has kind of been behind all of this. He doesn't believe that condoms can prevent the spread of diseases. He doesn't believe in abortions, and he doesn't really believe in the right to access to birth control. He is profoundly ignorant about all things sexual, calls his wife mommy, hates gay people. Of course, I'm talking about our vice president, the guy who won't even eat a meal with a woman without other people present. He brings his much-vaunted anti-science shtick to the administration, but, you know, there's a whole bunch of other people, like HHS Deputy Assistant Secretary Diane Foley. Before getting her job with the administration, she actually ran crisis pregnancy centers, the places that will only give you abstinence-only information and that will lie to you incessantly as long as it keeps you from getting an abortion. She is profoundly anti-sex education. She believes that doing a demonstration to put a condom on is sexual harassment. And there's Valerie Huber. She's now a senior policy advisor in the Office of Global Affairs at HHS. But she used to be in charge of the National Abstinence Educators Association. So it is no surprise that she has pushed abstinence-only education. Unfortunately, she's a little savvier than most of these numbskulls. She realized that abstinence-only education didn't sound good, so she rebranded it as sexual risk avoidance. Now, it's talking about the same thing. Abstinence-only education is just a new name. And that language got inserted into the criteria for the HHS Teen Pregnancy Prevention Program when she was in charge of Title X Family Planning Funds. Again, this is a woman who doesn't believe in actual planning of families. You should just have as many children as you're going to have. You're seeing this risk avoidance language being used a lot in documents, in many different government documents, including PEPFAR Strategy for Accelerating HIV/AIDS Epidemic Control. What is that? PSAHIC, I guess is the acronym. And of course, now that she has a global exposure in her new office, she's trying to force this kind of stuff on the entire world. And as you recall, besides changing language, they also banned phrases like sexual and reproductive health or comprehensive sexuality education, because such terms promote abortions and normalize sexual activity for young people. It is a profoundly Orwellian approach to sex education. And they're also trying to strip this terminology, like sexual health, from global agreements. Huber is on the advisory board for the Medical Institute for Sexual Health, which is a conservative organization that is renowned for their medical inaccuracy, their redefining of science, and their cherry-picking of findings and dismissal of large bodies of scientific theory. For them, there is only one choice: abstinence. Obeying the law is not really a big priority for the Trump administration. Sometimes they get caught and have their hands slapped. Well, in this case, they did. Abstinence-only education has been a huge failure from its inception. Study after study shows that it does more harm than it does good. And unfortunately for them, the authorizing law for the teen pregnancy prevention funding required that a substantial portion of its program must use evidence-based education models that have been shown to be effective in reducing teen pregnancy and related risk behaviors. Well, that's it. You can't do abstinence-only education, because it has never been shown to be effective in reducing teen pregnancy and related risk behaviors. In fact, they found that under abstinence-only education, teen behaviors tend to be more risky. Plus, they do not use an evidence-based education model. In fact, they provide a misinformation-based education model. So this is just another case of Trump ignoring what Congress's intent was, and then they had to go to court. So the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit said, no, you can't do this kind of sex education. So chalk up a big victory for Planned Parenthood, even though it is in the battle of its life right now with the Trump administration attacking. Science won out for now, but this could still go to the Supreme Court. And as we have seen, they're pretty much stacked as an anti-sex, anti-abortion, anti-women's rights, anti-reproductive choice court. Now, in my opinion, and in the opinion of an awful lot of other Americans, this is a pretty illegitimate Supreme Court. Garland ignored, two justices rushed through without the normal vetting. I still think this will be the year that women lose a lot of their rights.